Brass Tacks. Next caller, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glenn?
Yes, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Yourself?
For God so loved this world that he sent his only son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. The reason why I give you that scripture is because don't care how good a man or woman is and come on this earth and try to be Jesus Christ, they will get crucified. We may ask you a question. In the 2.5 years now that the Barbados Labour Party have been governing this country, would you give them a passing grade or a failing grade?
It all depends on what you're talking about. If you pick up some things, ask me a particular area, I'll ask you.
No. Overall.
I don't think overall. I think as it happens.
No, but
tell me
but
what you mean.
Glenn, you're not being fair, and I realize you're not being fair as a moderator setting that has to deal with divergent views. I realize. And I'm not a person.
All I'm saying, pick up a spot that you want me to come
from. And stereotype, but I realize that you are being a bit naughty and deplorable to persons who you believe have a liking or more so swing over to one party or the other. And as a
my man, what is that based on? Give me some example. Give me some proof. Otherwise, I have to go to the next caller.
But that
you can't accuse me of such. Give me backup evidence and let us discuss it. I'm prepared to discuss anything with you, but give me a specific.
Okay.
You can't tell what you think and I feel and I believe and you think and it seems to you. That's not good enough. There's no way to take this at all.
There's no need to get hot and bitter.
I'm not bitter. I'm just having a strong defense of my position.
But you're being boisterous and loud and there's no need for that. All I am asking you, as a person who has been a politician, has been involved in government, all right, for the last year or so, in this COVID environment, would you say that the administration has been trying their best? That is the question posed to you now, then.
You're talking about on COVID or on the whole government?
You're talking about dealing with COVID specifically, or dealing with the whole government? Oh, hold on. I asked an overall question, and you refused to answer that. So I'm asking you now, would you say that the Martin administration have been working very hard and trying their utmost best in the COVID environment? That's the question I'm asking.
From what I can see is that they have been trying hard, they work hard, and they've done good work in some areas. Other areas, I would have problems with.
Yeah, but you see, that is why the reason I started with that, for God so loved this world that he sent his only son. Because don't care how good...
So you're telling me he sent his only daughter now too?
No. Oh, Jesus.
What did that have to do with it?
But don't try to be facetious. Please don't try to be facetious. We are going to have a...
I'm not being... I have to ask you. I'm only going by what you say.
Yeah, but
you start off.
The reason for this is, Glenn, and I know I'm going to get lashes for this. We had a prime minister before the present one. And I'm going to say that if that prime minister was the sitting prime minister, though, more than...
Repeat that.
I'm saying to you that we had a prime minister that sat for 8 years prior to the present prime minister. And if that person was the prime minister, sitting prime minister now...
How you know how you would have performed?
Because the leadership... Because we went through 8 years of ignorance and a leadership style...
The public pronounced on that nearly 3 years ago. Let us move on. If you want to add something more, let's move on. I'm not here to rehash and exhume and reenter a political figure or a political government. So tell me what you want to talk about next.
All right, listen, Neville. The agriculture minister was on with, who was the moderator yesterday? Dr. What's her name? Dr. Hines?
Yeah.
Right. And they had a nice discussion in terms of agriculture. I think you called in. I'm subject to correction. And you were trying to answer a few questions as well. But
I do.
Question after
I did.
Question, I don't know. I'm asking a question. I think that you're calling. I think I heard your voice because you don't
yesterday,
hear every single contribution
I did not, sir.
On the program.
Sir, you don't really know. You're behaving as though you know me, but you don't even know my voice.
No, but you see, the thing is, we are having a conversation. I am asking if you called it. It's only yes or no. I didn't say I am not.
Certain. I said you are wrong, sir.
But just say no.
I did not call it yesterday.
Right. Okay. To make the long story short, is I am saying that security is important. We are preaching. I personally have been preaching about agriculture for years in Memorial. I am not going to say that this agriculture minister is not trying. He has came in and he has found a lot of things that needed addressing, needed fixing, and needed to brought forward to fruition. I agree.
So why didn't you call in and tell that to Dr. yesterday?
You see, the problem is that I have respect for people. And I have a problem when you are trying to make a contribution. You are being pushed around and tearing down. Just let me, if you don't give me the opportunity to elaborate my point, how do you understand or John Public understand the consensus of the areas that I am trying to get to Glenn? You're not being fair at all. You are really not being fair today. And I don't know if you had razor blades or something for breakfast, but please, when you go
listen. Don't get personal. Otherwise, I could do that too. You know, you are well known too. You know.
I'm gonna wait for Glenn Murray for nothing. And all I am saying to you is that every.
Thank you. We'll talk about next time. Bye. Next caller, please.
Hello.
Brass Stats. Good day.
Hello.
Yeah. Good day, ma'am.
Good day.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
Listen, the government is telling people to keep them surrounding clean. But yet still, they are not keeping theirs clean. Right? I have some bush behind my house that I was complaining for a long time ago. Right? National Housing came. They look at it, they promise me that they're going to clean it up because then they say that MTW is responsible for cleaning that bush because then it's supposed to be a drainage, right? And it's still up there. It ain't get clean yet. And it really want clean up because the bushes tall, the grass, people walking and pelting containers in it, food containers, bottles, and all kind of thing. And a lot of rats, snails, centipedes, whatever living in there, right? And I cannot get no satisfaction no matter how I try.
Have you called... Whom did you call?
National Housing. They came and looked at it, right?
Uh-huh.
They promised me that they're going to get it cleaned up. And so far, no, because then they told me that MTW is supposed to be responsible for cleaning it.
I think you should also try... Ministry of Environment and National Beautification, see if they can do something for you. Where do you live?
I live in St. George. And
which part of St. George, ma'am?
Cottage.
That's St. George North?
Yes, please.
Report it to the MP's office.
Oh, boy. Well, let me tell you something. Since the MP get in, I haven't seen her in this area. I am telling you.
But it doesn't mean that she might not have been in other areas. That's why I'm saying seek to contact her at her base, which would be the constituency office. Because she cannot
because
be all everywhere at all times. Huh? Pardon?
The constituency office is in Workman's.
Uh-huh.
So you have to, where I am living,
But their telephones, ma'am. It has a telephone number. From what I recall, all the BLP constituency numbers are listed in the telephone directory.
But the thing about that national house that came and make a promise to me, told me that it was supposed to get clean. And GW is supposed to be cleaning it. Yes.
But you know, NHC, ma'am, NHC is saying that MTW is supposed to do it. But sometimes these institutions, these government ministries, the department have a struggle between whose responsibility is it, mine or is it yours?
The drainage
unit.
They said to me, they only clean roads. That's what the drainage is saying to me. So I am so tired of running around.
But you can't be tired. You shouldn't be tired when you're looking after your own welfare, ma'am. As the old said, take my foolish advice. Speak to the constituency office, or there should be a constituency assistant in the office. Leave a message, explain your situation, and take their name and give them, ask them to investigate and go back and check with them again if they do not call you back. But it's in your interest, so you have to pursue it.
Yeah, I want it be gone. And the rats is so big. The rats,
there you are,
as big as mongoose.
All the more reason, ma'am. But don't give up. Keep trying. Go to your representative. Call MTW. Call as many agencies as possible. I really think you're your representative, the one who should look after your interests. And they have contacts. You know, they know how to get to the people. They know how to deal with the system. And that could bring you some remedy. How long this has been going on for?
For years now. Because it ain't.
How many years?
For the time I came on my spot to live, because I came and I found that bush behind there.
All right.
No, it never got clean. It never
got clean. All right. Like I said, follow through with some more phone calls back to protect the constituency office, and hopefully you get some action. But don't give up where your health is concerned. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care, man. Brastats, good day.
Good day, Glenn.
Hi, hello?
Glenn?
Right, yes, it is.
Right, Glenn, good to hear you on. Let me say that Jesus Christ, I remember he went into the temple and he pushed down the tables that the money changers were using, and he let go of the doves and different things. But you know, he never beat nobody. And he never get charged for beating people.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same thing too, he never. Let me go on to the next point now.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, right. You had a conversation with someone where you were having a conversation, but the person was confrontational and vice versa, right? And they just they were twisting it on you, but there were who were. Good.
But no, listen, I can defend myself. So just
come up
with the talk. Don't worry about trying to defend me or explain me. Tell me what you want to talk about. Okay.
Okay. No, I can make 2 points, but then when I heard about the Toni Morrison issue, I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Let me make the other points I came to make quickly. One of the thing about people using blurs, right, in your district or elsewhere. The blurs are blowing a lot of dust in the atmosphere, and sometimes you're in the area and you've got asthma or whatever the case may be. So I would like something done about people using blurs. And I would like to see a ban as a tool as part of the landscaping tools that people use. Right? That's
by,
one.
Blurs, you mean the tool they use to blow off the grass and grass cutting, lawns, etc.?
Yes. And you just blow the stuff on the other people's premises. And even if other people's premises are not near, but you blow it just in the atmosphere. So I believe that there should be a ban on that. If anything, find something to vacuum up or rake up the dust rather than blowing it all over the place. The other thing is to do...
I see other people, some people sweep it up together and bite it and then dispose of it.
But that's the right way. But don't blow it onto other people's premises. Not good enough. The other point is to do with the congestion on the road, as a guy spoke to you earlier. I called about it before, but I just want to reinforce the point that when you pass near these fast food restaurants, you have to wait in the line a long time because of the road congestion. And it is induced by the fast food restaurants. I'm saying that if you are going to turn into a restaurant and the carriage, the driveway is full, do not park on the main road where you're flashing indicator light and have the traffic blocker for 10 and 15 minutes. And the thing about it is wherever you find one restaurant, you find the other one. They're always close together, one on one side sometimes and some adjacent. Austin is a typical example of this. When you are coming down, you can't get down to Austin properly. And you can't pass out because people in another line coming out are all through them block. Both people want to turn into, say, Chaffetz or Kentucky. And I'm saying that the police is not doing enough about it. Now, to my mind, it calls for moral suasion. On morning, Siebert talked about the telephones, using the telephones, and he talked also about parking, you know, parking zones. What he can't send out a word to, asking people not to park on the highway if the driveways are full. It's a simple thing, and I believe the people will comply. But he's talking about everything, but he's avoiding this topic. No,
as you implied, as you hinted at, there's a police traffic management problem. Maybe it's something that they would have to look into around all those centers of activity. That's, it has to be managed.
Yes, because now, for me, I leave work and go to come back. I'm hindered by doing my work as a small man. There's a big businesses hindering small business. But if it was the other way around.
You can prove it. You can prove that.
Let me make the one about Tony Moore, though. Let me make the point about Tony Moore.
I really am not keen on discussing this more like that.
But it's not specifically only her, though. But
go ahead and see how far you go. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm saying the fact that Statsman has to be coming out and representing her. It means that she does not necessarily agree with the point he is making because she could represent herself. She don't need him to represent her. So if he is making points for her and she didn't make the points, it means that the points were not relevant. So I don't know why he's making points on her behalf for her contribution. And certainly the 5% increase that he talked about as an achievement is not really achievement because salary negotiations is something natural and normal. And in fact, the 5% was not really an accomplishment given the fact that a month before that announcement, they were requesting from the previous administration an increase about 24% because they said that the cost of living was high and everything was high and 24% was what they wanted. They started at that. And to drift down to 5% to me is actually a failure. Especially knowing that with the issue in the 5%, that the cost of living went up because there was a sewage tax went on, the light bill went up, water bill went up, and the cost of living went up. So I don't agree that was in the context.
I think you made your point well, and that should give Statsman something to talk about and at least think about until next time. Thanks for calling, sir. Take care of yourself. This is Brass Tax. Good day. Hello, Brass Tax. Hello.
Marie, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself, sir?
Fine, sir.
Good. Good to hear you.
I really called this morning to make 3 points. One, I have a problem with these public service vehicles. And I will ask you a question.
Public service what?
Public service vehicles. And things like that.
Okay.
Now, I am one of the people who believe that any passenger that get on one of those vehicles should never be telling another passenger who get in that they should put on their mask. Because I am of the view, following protocols and where is you should be have on your mask before you get in the vehicle. Am I right or wrong?
That seems reasonable.
Good. Now, when a passenger tells another passenger who get in a van, sit down side of you without their mask, and you have to tell them to put on the mask, the driver or conductor, in your view, who should be responsible for speaking to that person?
They're both in control of aspects of the vehicle. Either one. Maybe, I don't know what the law says, but certainly I would start with the driver and then the conductor. But we told them to get to work as a team, and they should be able to police that and enforce that as required easily.
Well, this is the reason why I am saying this here now. I do believe that it is time that those vehicles be well policed and don't allow those things to happen. Because there's no way that nobody should get on any of those vehicles, have to tell a passenger to put on the mask. And when the passenger put it on, you tell the passenger that getting to put on the mask because they ain't got it, they abuse you, they carry you along as they like, and the driver CNF, and if it is only or if it is the driver and conductor. So I think that they need to get them that they're clear out of the road, because the reason why every minute I just hear them on the radio talking, they want this and this in the PBS, and there are, I believe that there could be one of the major contributors to the same coronavirus through the same incident that I am telling you about. And I will let the owners and the people who are driving and conducting them to follow the protocols of this country at this present time.
Now, when that is concerned, a reminder should be made to, first of all, you can't have a policeman or a traffic inspector.
I am not talking about the police.
You said it should be policed, doing what they're supposed to do. Right.
And not coming and procrastinating to make you believe that they're doing what they're going to do when they ain't doing it. I would like them to challenge me, because I will show them it is time that they need now to get the act together.
Long overdue. I agree with that, sir. All right. Thank you very much. We have to go.
No,
thanks for calling.
I go on out with this. I tell you 3 points I want to make.
But I give you one. We have to take a break for the news. For the Richard Roundup. So you have one more point, one quick point.
Right. No, this is one. I would get a letter from Floyd yesterday saying that they're carrying up some things by $5 already. Yes, maybe. Well, I see the Giselle can retain and quick show them to them withdraw. I would like to know why these people are getting the chance to do these things. Not at this time. You carrying up all the time, carrying up. And the next one is you're going in the supermarket, and every time you're going there, the price is going up. I want to know what is being done about those things. I'm sorry that I ain't got much time to elaborate.
Thank you very much, sir. And may just apologize to the public for any cough in the air. I have a little problem with my throat I'm working on. Thanks for bearing with me.